shorty. Man, I had all these big dreams. Manches, Benzes, watching games on split screen. That whole life I dreamed that. Ball hard while the money stacked. Yeah, chilling my sunshine. Welcome back, everybody, man. Brutally me, man. It's been a while. Y'all ain't heard from me in almost a month, if not a little bit more than a month. A lot has happened since the last time we last spoke, y'all. A lot has happened. In fact, it was The last time I recorded an episode was in 2022, though. It's a whole new year since I've come out with two episodes since. For all who don't know who, and I'm pretty sure most of you don't, but my recording process is a little bit tripped out, right? I like to call it, y'all know I'm a podcast coach, so you know I got my own little, you know, lingo and whatnot. What we call in podcasting, I do a lot of batch recording. So I will sit down, I would dedicate maybe a weekend or maybe even one day out of that weekend, whichever weekend I see fit. And I will sit back and I will record 5, 6, 7, sometimes 8 episodes in that weekend and be done with it. That's just what I do. And that allows me to take a step back from podcasting and focus on other things and do other things while knowing that I got a library of content ready to go. Before I launched Brutally Me, guys, I had 18 episodes ready to go. 18. As you can see, I released 8. But I came across a good problem, guys. I came across a good problem, which is why I halted bringing out more episodes at the time. And that problem was I noticed that I grew. I grew as a person. I grew as a creative. I grew mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And while the content that I created could have came out still, and it still will at some point, I realized I was also at a different place in my life. I rapidly change. I'm somebody who is, I'm able to identify blind spots and pain points in my life. And like most people, I choose to either fix them or not. And a lot of times we don't fix our problems until like it's too late, until like, you know, people leave our lives or until like we make mistakes in life and things like that. But I've grown to the point to where I'm more receptive to the blind spots that I have, more receptive to the changes that I need to make. And that enables me to rapidly change, if that makes sense what I'm saying. So I say that to say this. Those episodes that I recorded, they still will come out at some point. I just didn't feel like it was a time, and it was the time for them to come out, if that makes sense what I'm saying. But we here now, we back. It's 2023. It's a new year, man. I hope everybody's had a productive and great start to 2023. I seen somebody post on Facebook the other day that said January is a trial month. My start 2023 in February. I thought it was pretty funny. But I want to kind of talk about that in particular, not that in particular, but this, like the content around this episode is kind of centered around why I felt the need to pause those episodes of Brutally Me and focus on a new batch of content. Or should I say a new thought process, for lack of a better word. Brutally Me is not going to change. Like, y'all already know how we going to give it up. You know, like, I don't have to explain how we going to give it up. Y'all know how we going to give it up. Y'all already know Brutally Me is Brutally Me. It's not just Brutally Me, it's Brutally You. I'm going to keep it a buck based off my past experiences, my trauma, present trauma, because I ain't perfect. I got a lot of shit going on, like I told y'all way back episode 1. If you have not listened to earlier episodes of Brutally Me, I suggest you do so, because like I said in the past, a lot of those episodes or a lot of things that I say will be used as reference points moving forward. Okay, so it's important that you're following me here, A lot of this stuff is, like I said, I ain't perfect. A lot of this stuff is drawn from things that I've been through, things that I've seen, things that I've heard, past and present. I want to stress present, past and present, drama, trauma, mental issues, depression, anxiety. You know, a lot of these things that I've dealt with also, you know, and a lot of people don't understand. I carry it so well. And honestly, that's a gift and a curse. I don't want to wear the things that I've been through like a badge of honor. I personally have gone through a metamorphosis mentally, spiritually, that's enabled me, like I said earlier, to want to change ways within myself, change a lot of the makeup, the mental, emotional, and spiritual makeup that I've had personally. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you get to, it's a beautiful But it's also a very, very difficult and hard thing to do, to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, like, you got a lot of changes to make. And a lot of times those changes, like I said earlier, come late. I'm hoping that this episode kind of sheds some light into my absence. So without further ado, we about to get right into that bag. So for anybody who doesn't know, man, which is a lot of you, unless you like really close to me, 2022 was a very, very tough year for me. Honestly, I would say it was probably one of my top 2 to 3 worst years in my life. I dealt with a lot of it doesn't just have to do with 2022. These are things that I experienced way beyond 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, and so forth. So we talking about unresolved trauma that I already had going on with inside me that I didn't know. And it kind of came ahead in 2022. I lost people that was close to me. I had job security issues as a man. And we're going to get off into this in another episode when I have a specific message to my men out there. But as a man, I literally felt like I was just taking up space. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't doing things to the standard and to the regard that I hold myself. And I don't think people understand as men what that does to us. As men, what that does to us. You feel less than. You don't feel like you're great. You don't feel like you don't feel like you deserve anything. You don't feel like you deserve a great woman. You don't feel like you are setting the standard for which your kids, for which your seeds need to carry moving forward. And I was just in a place, man, where I was just so unhappy with myself, which drove people away from me, which drove me away from my purpose, which drove me from also understanding, you know, the finer things in life, the most important things in life, for lack of a better word. I wish I could explain how those emotions were. I wish I could. Fact of the matter is, guys, it's a deep feeling of regret. It's a deep feeling of sorrow. It's a deep feeling of depression, anxiety, stress, everything that you can think of. It's almost like you're drowning. You happen to know how to swim, right? You happen to know how to swim, but the more you try, the more you succumb to those waters. It's a humbling experience. As a man, it's really a sense of your value in life being tested. I told myself going into 2023, and before I even get into 2023, man, like, the things that I went through in 2022, I'm not quite there yet, as far as like wanting to fully speak about them, but I will in this entirety at some point in this podcast, not this episode, not this show, but I will somewhat in this entirety. Cause I'm not quite ready yet. If I'm being honest, I'm not quite ready yet. You know what? I am ready. I am ready. Fuck it. 2022 saw me take a major step back in every facet of my life. Every single facet of my life. My relationship that is no longer, that I regret, I'm in deep regret over. I even felt like as a parent, I took a step back. I felt like I took a step back in my purpose, my mission in life. I felt like I took a step back in my job, my career. Mentally, I took several steps back. Spiritually, wasn't no steps to take back because I wasn't even there. Emotionally was different for me. I couldn't hold myself together. I was an emotional wreck. All these things combined to what my 2022 was like. And I told myself, you know, I told myself that, you know, and if I'm gonna be honest, I was depressed for half of the year. I carried it so well. And like I said, I don't want to carry that shit like it's a badge of honor, but I carried it so well. People wouldn't even know. I'm at the football field smoking cigars and drinking, having fun. You know what I mean? I'm posting pictures with me and Messiah and whatnot. Hey, guys, I'm working on this. I'm working on that. You know what I mean? I'm doing all of these different things, you know what I mean, to mask this pain that I'm going through, to mask this pain that I'm going through. And it was hard. It was hard getting up out the bed because I didn't know what was next. It was hard speaking to people because I just don't put that much trust into people to understand where I'm coming from. It was hard looking myself in the mirror and calling myself an entrepreneur, calling myself a creative, calling myself a father, calling myself a leader, calling myself a lover, calling myself a boyfriend, etc. It was hard. It was hard. When you look at, and I don't want to say compare, right? Because I want to say it, I don't think I compare myself to anybody. You know, comparisons, you know, lead us astray all the time. So I wouldn't say compare, but it's just kind of tough when you look at yourself and you say, yo, at 34, 35 years old, you should be much further in life than you are, right? I put so much pressure on myself. I hold myself to such a high standard that it's almost fanatical. I want to be great so bad, y'all, in so many different areas of my life to where I hold myself to just this. I hope, and it's not an arrogance thing at all, because I'm speaking to you guys from a, I'm really speaking to you guys from a position of humility here. I hold myself to such a, like I said, to such a standard that when I fail to meet those standards in my eyes, I can disconnect. I can disconnect from people close to me. I can disconnect, you know, from my purpose. I can disconnect from life, period, because I'm so caught up in my own shit, in my own mind, in my own mental. If you let your mind rule you, it will. And that was a good source. It was the main source of my depression, to my stress, to my anxiety. Like I've said in previous episodes, I don't think people understand the impact, the change that therapy had on me, and then the work that I ultimately had to do, because therapy I consider like a vessel, you know what I mean? Like a vessel, almost like a live manual, almost like a real life manual in workshop, you know, a treatment, you know what I mean? Plan for you to show that if you know better, that you can do better. But it's also a way for you to peel back these layers upon layers of anxiety and stress to feel normal again, you know? And without that, I have no clue mentally, emotionally, spirit, where I would be. It was just tough, man. Like it was just tough, man. Like I wish I can really put into the words the mindset I was in. And I could be doing a good job of that. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I wish I can put into the mindset, well, put into words the mindset in which I was in. And as the year went on, as 2022 went on, man, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, it just got worse. You know, like my birthday's in October for everybody. You don't know, I'm a Scorpio. Yeah, what's up? How y'all feeling? Scorpio, stand up. I'm a Scorpio. So you got my birthday, right? And if you're a Scorpio and your birthday's in October, you might know where I'm going with this. Your birthday's in October. You consider that a holiday, correct? Right? You know, it should be a day that's of extreme importance to you. That means a lot to you. You got your birthday in October. You got Thanksgiving in November, you got Christmas in December, and then you got the New Year, which is in January, right? Those are milestones. Those are holidays. Those are days that, you know, you just want to be around love. You want to be around love. You want to be around people that love you. You want to be around people that you love. You want to feel appreciated. And I didn't get none of that, yo. Like, I didn't get none of that. So I started sinking into, you know, the seasonal depression, you know, not having people around, you know, the Thanksgiving, not spending it with family, eating with family. And, you know, I'm trying not to get too emotional as I record this. Not eating with family, not, you know, drinking with family, you know, and just doing family things like playing board games and watching the football games. You got Christmas, which is kind of the same thing. You know what I mean? You don't have the money to provide for your son, you know what I mean, as you would like, you know, because, you know, you're going through career and job phases and whatnot, you know, so you can't get your son, who means everything to you, you know, you can't give him that full on Christmas experience. Then you got the new year, you're going into the new year and you realize you're going into the new year without, you know, you notice you're going into the new year without people that you started the year with. Like, it's tough, bro. Like, it's tough. Also, what we had going on, you know what I mean? And I don't want it to be too depressing. I'm not trying to make this a depressing episode, but it's important because it adds to the overall validity of not just brutally me, but just to where 2023 is for me now and what I've accomplished already. For those who do know, it's only like 2-3 people that might know, because I only confided in them because I just needed to. You know, y'all, my car was in a repo status. I was like $3,000 behind my car note. I was behind on rent, eviction on the way. You know what I mean? Like, anything that you can think that can go wrong for your boy was going wrong in 2022. Some of it self-inflicting, some of it just, you know, when it rains, it pours, right? And the turning point for me was literally December going into the new year. I told myself that the feelings that I was feeling, the emotion, the disappointment in myself, the anxiety, the stress levels that I was experiencing, I told myself that I never wanted to feel that way again. So in December, I made a conscious effort to redirect my energy into myself, into my spirituality, into my mental health, into a situation where I can manifest greatness into my life and change my life for the better. And to a lot of people, that don't sound like much, but it means a lot when you go through the type of shit like I was going through. I was fighting a lot of battles spiritually, mentally, emotionally, that quite honestly, bro, I couldn't fight by myself. And I'm rambling and I'm kind of stumbling a little bit because, you know, I want to be clear when I say some things, because again, I can't put into words the darkness that was consuming me. I just can't. It took a lot of work for me to dig myself out of this darkness. A lot of humility, a lot of peeling back these layers of sorrow and regret, you know, unhappiness, anxiety, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, feeling unloved, feeling not appreciated, feeling misunderstood. It took a lot of work. A lot of fucking work, y'all. A lot of fucking work to reprogram my mental to tell myself the exact opposite. That you are great. You are a great father. You are a great man. You are a great person. You are a great lover. You're highly capable. You're highly capable. Highly capable of doing great things. And I had to repeat this to myself over and over and over and over and over and over every day. I had to get back into my Bible, or get back spiritual and meditate, be mindful, things of that nature. I had to do these things if I wanted to turn the page come 2023. And that brings us into 2023. Where are you at now, D-Son? Why have you been gone? I'm still in therapy, working my ass off on being a better me, being a better man, trying to learn how to be just a better person overall. And I'm loving it. You know, like, I'm loving it. You know, it allows me to approach situations from a position of strength, knowing that I'm capable of performing from a position of strength, no matter what the situation is. Kudos to that. I'm newly promoted at my job. Full-time salary and remote, y'all. I got the salary that I negotiated, and I'm loving my job, man. I'm loving my job. Another reason I've been gone is, y'all, I wrote a book. I wrote a book. Y'all know that, you know, I'm a podcast coach and consultant, and I actually started writing this book in November, guys. Nobody will believe me when I say this, but it's the truth. I wrote the book in a weekend. Then I took another weekend to format it. So a total of 4 days of me creating this book. I wrote a book. By the time this comes out, it'll be out. So y'all already know that this is what I do, for lack of a better word, right? So I wrote a book, The Podcast Process, How to Structure and Develop Your Podcast. And it's all about giving people the tools, the tips, and the, I guess you could say, the format on how to create a podcast of value. I work with a lot of clients, guys. I've been blessed to work with a lot of clients over the last year and a half. And we're going to talk about that a little bit before we close this out. I've been working with a lot of clients this year already, and it's only February. And I've been working with a lot of clients since I started my podcast business. I done worked with people nationally. I done worked with clients internationally. And some of the same questions that I get in some of the workshops that I work with my clients, I said, yo, you could put this in a book. And I said, you know what? Write a book. And I wrote this book at a time of extreme anxiety, extreme stress, because I need creative outlets, guys. If I don't have them, I can sometimes sink back into that mode that we talked about of severe depression and anxiety, or, you know, just feeling unfulfilled. So I need to have my creative outlets. They are important to me. I need to have them, you know, and that's something that I realize. But I wrote a book. It's out, paperback edition, available on Amazon. If you got your Kindles and whatever else that you use, it's available as an ebook. Because I formatted it as an ebook, and then I said, you know what, I need to reformat it so it can be printed out as paperback. So the paperback is being worked on right now. But if you have your Kindles and whatnot and you interested in getting into podcasting, or you know somebody who is, you need to buy that book for them. You need to buy that book for them. It's going to be, the ebook is $8. The ebook is $8. Like I said, you can find it in your Kindle stores and whatnot. The paperback will be $12, because, you know, it takes more money to produce. And then I'm also going to take some time really, really soon to narrate it myself, you know, because y'all be telling me how much, the ladies at least be telling me how soothing and sexy my voice is. But I'm going to take some time to narrate it myself, and then I'm going to make it an audio book too. So it's going to be available as an ebook, as a paperback, and as an audio book. So it's going to be three ways for you to be able to get this book. So like I said, The Podcast Process, Podcast Structure and Development is for anybody. It doesn't matter if you looking into getting into podcasting or you've been in podcasting. I think it's a very, very, it has a wealth of information for existing and new podcasters that everybody can take away equally. And it's just tripped out because I'm an author now. But it just goes to show you, for lack of a better word, man, I went through all of this shit in 2022, man, and I still found ways to grow. And if you don't take nothing away from this episode, take what I'm about to tell you. Even when you're going through hardships in life and when you got a lot of shit going on, do yourself a favor and extend yourself some grace. I know we can be so hard on ourselves. We can be so hard on ourselves, but it's very, very important that you understand that you are human, that you will make mistakes, and that you are worthy, that you are more than what you are showing. Extend yourself some grace. We extend everybody else grace. We accept everybody else apologies. We give everybody else the benefit of the doubt, but we very seldomly do it for ourselves. If you take nothing else from this episode, and this is the longest one I've ever done, because this, I felt this had to be the comeback episode. And this is why I said that And this is why I said that while I had 16, 17, 18 episodes ready, I'm not the same person. I'm in a different place. And while those episodes will come out, I felt like recording from the position that I'm in now was very, very imperative to the growth of myself. But for the listener to hear my growth, you to listen, the supporter, and then for you guys to also see that you can also grow at a pace that allows you to show this, to show your growth, if not to anybody else, but to yourself. So like I said, if you take nothing else from this episode, take the fact that you need to start extending yourself more grace and giving yourself way more credit. Do not let your mind play tricks on you. Don't let your mind allow you to even thinking that you're less than and you don't deserve XYZ. You do. We all go through shit. We all go through rough patches. We all go through rough patches. It's what it is. Ride that emotion. Understand why. Reflect upon it. Process it. And then move accordingly. And I know, guys, I know, trust me, I know it's easier said than done, but it's something that you got to do. And if you got to seek help outside of yourself, if you got to seek help outside of yourself and outside of your friends and outside of your family to get you to that point, by all means, do it. Because in the long run, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. With that being said, this is the first episode, I feel like, of like the new me. And I felt like this had to be the comeback episode. So with that being said, y'all already know how I give it up. Please make sure that you follow me on Instagram. Now, I made the decision to not make a Brutally Me Instagram. Brutally Me is my personal Instagram, period. So follow me on Instagram, DSONTL. Make sure that you purchase the book, man, The Podcast Process, man, right now available on Kindle Unlimited. By the time this come out, though, be checking your Amazon stores because it should be out in paperback, man. The Podcast Process, Soul Structure and Development, written by Daniel Moore. That's me. My son did the illustrations, or at least picked out the illustrations. He's going to get himself some royalties, and my mom did the editing. She's going to get herself some royalties. This all about creating generational wealth, baby. That's the type of time that I'm on in 2023. So with that being said, man, make sure y'all follow my social media, DSONTL, like I said. Also, my official Facebook page, DSONTL. Or should I say, or is it Mr. Relentless? It doesn't matter, man. Just look me up. You'll find it, man. I'll get that to y'all next episode. With that being said, man, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all rocking with me. Weekly episodes are resuming. Be great out here. And again, get yourself some grace.
Where you been at? I'm stacking paper, moving up on the grind, count dubs, just trying to get my comfort right. They be like, son, you ain't been around. My bills paid and my son straight, laying low, went out the way, just trying to get our comfort right.